America is looking back on 1 year of the Donald Trump presidency now. All this week, we'll look at the tangible effects of that first year in office and how it's affected people's lives. We'll look at things like immigration and the courts and the environment. But let's start with the economy. President Trump has been busy taking credit for low unemployment and a strong stock market. All presidents do that if they get the chance. But how is President Trump actually affecting the economy? How much can any president after only 1 year? And most importantly, what does it all mean for the lives of everyday Americans? Annie Lowry is contributing editor at The Atlantic, and she says with this case of presidential credit, not so fast.
Trump just inherited this kind of great, pretty vigorous, not especially fast or hot, but very long-lasting economic boom. He's had very little effect on the economy. That'll be different 5 years from now because of this tax cut package that they passed, which is legitimately enormous. But those cuts haven't come into place yet. And so even though you see kind of companies gesturing like, oh, we have all this money, we're going to give it to all of these workers, the economy right now has very little to do with Donald Trump.
Right now, I want to talk about that tax cut. It's been the key economic feature of President Trump's term so far, certainly. It's just come into effect. Nobody has seen the tax cuts yet, but corporations are loving it.
Yeah, they are. So first of all, their statutory rates got cut. And what this means is that their effective rates also got cut really significantly. So the actual rate that they pay, not the paper rate, has fallen from an estimated 22% to an estimated 9%. They're going to save hundreds of billions of dollars a year. And there's also a provision in the bill that lets them move money back from overseas. And they're really, really happy about that. That's something that they've wanted for a long time. And they get to do that at a very special rate, a special low rate. You know, it's paired with a massive deregulatory agenda that has really helped a bunch of very specific industries. Extractive industries, for instance, are thrilled with Donald Trump. But that doesn't change the fact that their numbers have not really changed much quite yet. Again, it's going to take a while for those tax cuts to come into effect and for the benefit of the tax cuts to filter down to workers in the way that they will.
What about these employee bonuses from American companies that we've been seeing? I mean, the money is good for people working at these companies. There's no doubt about that. But one view on this, Annie, is that this is kind of photo op economics, like the carrier deal that President Trump got behind earlier last year, designed to make political points, maybe without saying much about the real health of the economy. Is that how you would view it?
Absolutely. So two things have been happening that have forced employers to raise wages. One is that the unemployment rate is very low. And so employers have to compete for workers. They have to bid up against other companies. They've started to do things like take on workers that before, perhaps the long-term unemployed, perhaps people with a criminal record, that before they might have said, you know, we're not even going to look at those applicants. So that's led to wage increases, right? Because, you know, if our employers are fighting over a prospective employee, they might, you know, say, okay, we're going to, you know, add $1,000 extra or something to that person's paycheck. Second thing that happened was a bunch of states and cities have raised their minimum wages really considerably. So just on January 1st, 18 states raised their minimum wages, including some by 85 cents or a dollar. It's pushing about $5 billion additional dollars into workers' pockets. So that's really the two things that are happening that are forcing companies to, especially at the low end, to raise wages. And one of the really interesting things is if you look at the economy right now, wages are actually growing faster in percentage terms for really low-income workers, kind of right down around the minimum wage as opposed to higher-income workers sort of around the middle. And so these really are just probably raises that would have happened otherwise. The other thing is, you know, I know you hear, oh my goodness, it's like six different companies announced it. But if you look economy-wide, this is a much bigger trend that has a lot to do with the economic fundamentals and not very much to do with the Trump tax cuts, at least not yet. And this is just companies taking advantage and, you know, currying favor with the administration and getting a bunch of nice headlines for something that they probably might have done anyway.
Annie Lowry with The Atlantic. Annie, great to have you.
Thanks for having me.